Field and Company.
Thomas with the lay-in. Luka Doncic with the full corner. On the buzzer, are you kidding me? The young man, 18 years old, drills it from full court. What is going on? Are you serious?
Luka. That'll be one of the big names tomorrow. I don't trust the media on the mock drafts. It seems like this Luka Doncic is slipping. I don't believe that. I think people are playing coy.
Yeah.
Especially the Kings. So we got a bunch coming up on the NBA draft. We're tracking what's going on. Let's get this award show on here. We want to find out who's winning over at the Hard Rock. 1340 98.9 FM is your home for the NHL all through the summer, 5 days a week. Great hockey talk on our hockey station. And right now they are anchoring the coverage for the LBC over at the Hard Rock. Great from what we've heard. Red carpet appearances. VGK t-shirt guy is out there. Bark Andre Furry. Did he get a picture with Gallant? Yeah. The little dog with Gerard?
Yeah, and it looks like it's with in Turk. The it looks like it's in the bathroom, which is weird.
Hey, you know what?
Dogs don't use the bathroom, Steve. That's weird.
Hey, if he had to go, he had to go.
15 minutes of fame. You squeeze every freaking second out of it.
Squeeze.
Good for Beth. I'm happy for the little pup.
Me too.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
You know, as we work for hours and hours and hours and hours, prep for the show starts at 6 a.m. We collaborate on stories. There's just certain stories you know that Adam Hill is going to send over the bow. It's going to happen. And when I see a story that involves a Wawa and an alligator, I know he's in.
Manatee County Sheriff's deputies are in the middle of a bizarre case involving a gator in Lakewood Ranch. An alligator was dumped inside of a Wawa store around 2:30 Friday morning. Two people apparently left the 2-foot-long gator at a Wawa on State Road 70. Deputies are now looking for them. That gator was originally reported as injured. However, FWC now says it was an old injury that had healed. The gator appeared to be in good condition and was released into a suitable habitat.
Sweet. The gator's okay.
Okay, good.
I don't know how I missed, because I read the story a couple times and saw this video. It was in the store.
Yes.
I don't know why I had a meant like the image that the gator was left in the parking lot.
No, it was by the soda machine.
Oh, it was by the fountain soda machine.
Yes.
That's my area.
I know. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw you.
I'm going in to drink healthy, get my 44-ounce Mountain Dew, and all of a sudden there's a freaking gator at my feet.
Well, and I was also, like, I literally was thinking of you when I saw the story because it was found by the soda machine. I know you go into the convenience store and get it.
I love it.
And you go into a convenience store, your head is down, and you're just there.
And I'm not looking at the floor.
No, you're just on a beeline.
I'm like, do they have Mountain Dew? Where's the horchata?
So I just imagine you storming into a Wawa.
Watch out today.
Still. Going straight to the and like not even noticing, and then the alligator just starts biting your ankles because you're there by the machine. Because it's a small alligator. I mean, I really wish it was like a massive full size one. It was a 2-foot-long alligator, which still is horrifying, but it was in the Wawa.
I told you I handled a vicious alligator on one of those trips I made to New Orleans.
A vicious one?
No, it was probably a foot long, and its mouth was taped up, but.
It was
good for
so
you.
So this one's double that size.
I'm a man.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
for sure.
That one? I don't know what I'd do.
So an alligator in a store is amazing. That's a great enough story to me. But I don't know if people understand here how amazing Wawa's are.
Oh, this is why you didn't care about the gator part. Wasn't
no, that's secondary.
I love Wawa's.
It's one of the greatest places ever constructed.
We're never getting them.
Yes, I think we might.
What's how far west are they?
Not far at all. It's Pennsylvania, Delaware. I think there's some in New Jersey. There's a couple of them in Maryland, and then they expanded to Florida, which made me very happy because I'm in Florida. Like, believe me, when I was just there, it's the one place I was like, I have to go.
You just like were like, I'm going to tear up some Wawa.
Yes, it's amazing.
Why do you like it so much?
Well, first of all, it's the best convenience store you could possibly have. I mean, they have such a great selection, but they've also got it's they have a food service counter where you can order sandwiches on a touch screen. So you go in.
Christian, let's see if our system purged everything from the last 15 years of sound we've collected. Just type in Wawa. See what comes up. See if the Wawa song is in there. Because right now they've got Hoagie Fest going on.
Yeah.
It's $3 for a junior, $4 for a shorty, $5 for a classic.
We've got pretzels. And the fountain selection, I mean, I know you love it. It's they have everything. Coffees, sodas, teas.
Crank up the Wawa song. A lot of cussing at the beginning. All right. Bologna, huh? You do bologna?
I've never eaten the bologna one.
Why do you like this place so much?
There's
what's the real coup that they've discovered?
Wait.
You order on a machine.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I'm sorry if I missed that. Yeah, that is the real coup. No,
it's a touchscreen
order. You just walk
system.
Up and do the order, and then it's easy. They're not going to screw it up.
Fully customizable. And by the way, their strawberry banana smoothie, unbelievable. You go smoothie, you order your sandwich, and then all of a sudden, they bring it to you, and it's exactly how you wanted it.
Do you ever feel like when you go order a sub, you get caught in the Parmesan cheese situation?
It's not a situation. It's a.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's not a glitch. It's a feature.
Because we had Italian dinner the other night, and like I would like a lot more Parmesan cheese, but you never want to be like it's like a mountain of Parmesan cheese. So you always cut them off to be polite.
No,
my issue
extra Parmesan.
My issue at any sub place is I want a lot of oil and vinegar, but for some reason I'm embarrassed.
You can put it on there.
It's a weird thing.
That's like one of the healthier.
I want it drenched. I don't like a dry sub.
Yeah, so just be like, drench that.
The problem is when you're it's so hard to eat a sub.
You eat your sub the way you want. I want it freaking
smushy. That's
the beauty
of Wawa.
I want it smushy.
You can get whatever you want. You can tell them how much oil and vinegar you want in there. And you don't have to be embarrassed by telling them, more. Just type it in. Extra, extra, extra.
That is the beauty.
We're on the same side on this. I don't know why we're yelling at each other. We get worked up about our subs. Go figure.
Place is amazing.
1,000 pounds a show.
That is
getting angry about
we're finally. We're finally getting the one restaurant up in the fast food chicken place we got. We got the one restaurant coming to North Las Vegas very soon.
We're becoming a real city.
Now we just need Wawa. And if anybody out there has the power to bring Wawa here, I would very much appreciate it.
Number 4.
That was weird. I thought that would be more of an alligator story than a Wawa story.
It's both.
Interesting. We got a couple of commercials and promotions to grade. This one, man, I tell you, I'm a ball devotee. LeVar, Lonzo, Jello, Mello. Boy, Jello, I feel bad for him. He's the smallest of the three. He's the least talented of the three, and not just on the basketball court. His acting, like, Lonzo nailed that freaking movie commercial, that movie, whatever it was. What was the movie? Forget from last week. Whatever. Executioner 2, yeah, so whatever.
Equalizer
2. He nailed it. Yeah. Here's Jell-O, and they're trying to do a funny play on his theft in China. The acting on his part is just so bad. Like, he's not even acting to be a bad actor. I don't get it.
LiAngelo, these limited edition tees are only available for just one day?
Yes, Reggie. Then they all went and done, just like me after playing overseas.
Absolutely amazing. But, LiAngelo, tees like this must be expensive.
No, Reggie. These tees are available for a one-time price of just $29.99.
Wow! Now that's an absolute steal.
Oh!
Sorry, I didn't mean... I meant the price is so good it must be criminal. Anyway, order your tees right now, because once they're gone, they're gone.
So was my rant about the acting misplaced. It's supposed to be bad.
I think it's supposed to be cheesy and bad.
Yeah.
But still.
I don't think he's capable of doing what Lonzo did in that other commercial.
Lonzo wasn't good either.
Lonzo was great.
I thought Lonzo was pretty good.
You hate my...
Your brother?
Second family, yeah.
Your 40-year younger brother.
Judge you, Wudgie.
LeVar.
LeVar had you when he wasn't even born yet, and now your brothers are very young.
I don't think that's right. Have we actually ever looked up...
Is he older than
have
you?
We done that? I think... Well, you know what? I thought Ted Cruz was a lot older than me, and it turns out I'm 9 months older than him, so.
That's true.
LeVar's 1967, so.
So you're the same age?
Perfect.
Wow, thank you. You usually give me, so you're 15 years older than him? That was terrible, right?
You were born the same year that Kennedy was shot, right?
No.
Okay. That's 63.
So is anything going well for Jell-O?
No. Well, he's got a commercial deal. That's good.
I'll tell you, the most absurd thing I've seen on the NBA draft, all the chatter, is that the Warriors, like, this is going to be the guy. You know, they're going to buy second-round pick, and the Jell-O is going to be the guy. They're going to sneak past everyone.
No chance.
Go ahead and sneak him. Yeah.
Well,
he's not getting drafted.
The Spurs love foreign players.
He's technically a foreign player now.
He is. Yeah.
Lithuanian.
Yeah, he's out of Lithuania.
Chinese jail time.
Number three.
Are we mad at Burger King?
No.
Because Burger King apologized. Are we mad for the apology?
Yeah, I would rather have them not apologize.
Burger King, I think, tried to slip something in internationally, but it blew up. Didn't work. Burger King says it's sorry for offering a lifetime supply of Whoppers to Russian women.
Oh,
who get pregnant from World Cup players.
Oh.
they're playing off the humor-filled story from a week ago with
the Russian minister.
Russian minister who said what?
Don't get impregnated by foreigners?
Yes. I'm not nationalist.
No, not at all.
But we don't want people coming
here
and
at all.
Stooping our ladies and leaving single moms behind.
It just doesn't...
Burger King promised to reward women who get, quote, the best football genes and ensure the success of the Russian team for generations to come. It's kind of funny. But, of course, in this PC world, now we have to... You're objectifying. It's disgusting.
Also, I mean, you're technically bribing them to try to sleep with the play. It's a weird one.
And as you know, and you're offended by, it plays to sexist stereotypes.
Very offended. By the way, wouldn't it technically be prostitution? You're technically paying them to go have sex with someone.
With a Whopper payoff?
Yeah. When you're giving them a terrible payoff, but you are paying.
Oh, see? Got to have these stories line up for Justin. Whoppers, we need legal advice on this.
Whoppers for life. For you to get impregnated. I mean, it is a lot of responsibility to carry for free Whoppers.
Number two.
You got to pick. You more a BK guy or McDonald's?
I'd say BK.
I think I'm more a BK now, too.
Yeah. Why? Just because somebody loves McDonald's?
No. I've always been more BK. Had some bad chicken there like 5 years ago. One of the only like two cases of food poisoning.
Did you have chicken fries?
No, chicken fries have never done it to me. I mean, it cleans you out. It's nice.
Okay.
But no, I've never had an issue with chicken fries. Love them. I don't hate McDonald's because, what, Khloe Kardashian likes it?
Not likes it. Apparently, she loves it. In fact,
she loved it.
No. Loves
it. She's not eating a ton of McDonald's with that body now.
Okay, well,
unless she's willing to go under the knife again
after giving birth,
because that thing has been sculpted and shaped and refigured, and there's been a lot of money spent on that body and the face. I told you before, I was one of the first Khloe Kardashian defenders going back like 5 or 6 years ago. You guys would all crack on her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's the ugly one. I'm like, she's fine. She doesn't weigh 108 pounds. She's not 5'1". She doesn't have giant fake cans. So I defended her, but, you know, you people, objectifying women, put pressure on her.
Kendall's the only one that matters anyway.
Well,
stupid.
When I said 5 or 6 years ago, how old was Kendall? 13? I wasn't putting the Jenner girls in the rankings with the Kardashian women, sicko.
I'm saying now, Kendall.
So she loves McDonald's. Kendall. Why?
She immediately demanded after giving birth, somebody go get her hash browns from McDonald's.
Right.
That was her first choice. But the reason it's in the news now is because Khloe and Tristan went on a date to McDonald's.
Is that right?
Yeah. So they're still together, or at least they're putting on the appearances that they're together or trying to work things out, and they did go to McDonald's. Usually, Khloe orders the artisan grilled chicken sandwich.
All right, I'm out. I'm out for a lot of reasons. One, I don't go all foo-foo when I go to these fast food places. Just order the basics.
Okay.
Two, I feel like when people do stories on the Kardashians going to McDonald's, they're looking down their noses at the rest of us. That annoys me.
Like, they actually do the things you do sometimes.
We're doing a non-sports topic, and I actually got a nod of approval, I think, from Young Schwab.
I don't think so.
I think. He was like, you know what?
Like he was falling asleep and nodding off.
The Schwab is in the hizzy.
Wrong kind of nod. All right, I misread that.
But this time, yeah. Not the artisan grilled chicken. She was noshing on French fries.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Noshing.
Be a person of the people. But don't you feel that way? That people, you get celebrities or, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Healthy people who look down their noses. I don't know. This annoyed me over the weekend. I know because he's aligned with you politically. And he's a good writer, so you fawn over him. But the dude Jeff Perlman, who goes back to the days with John Rocker, right? He wrote the story about John Rocker and the 7 train. He sent out a picture this weekend. It's clearly 7-Eleven, and it's the roller machine with all the yummy goodies on it, okay. Right? And like cheeseburger bite, a Cajun sausage. I'm sure the taquitos are right there as well, right? The pizza's off to the right. The delicious, high-quality wings are there as well. And he tweets out a picture of the roller with some dogs and all the snacks, and he just says, someone eats this.
Well,
dude, shut up.
What about that cheeseburger big bite thing?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
We did.
I just the judgmental crap on, that's what some people can actually afford.
We've had multiple
highfalutin writers like Adam Hill.
We've had multiple producers in the past that raved about the food there.
We did. We actually had, remember Court?
Yes.
Court would get a whole pizza from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he loved it. He thought it was great.
I don't agree, but I'm not going to mock on Court for loving that pizza.
Well, when Jeff Perlman, and by the way, Jeff Perlman, as you said, terrific writer.
You fawn all over him.
Yeah.
It's only like 80% of his tweets and activity is anti my guy Trump.
He also follows me on Twitter and interviewed me for a story he was writing. So I think he's a tremendous.
You and
tremendous,
your stupid coffee house stories.
Yes,
he's a tremendous. I know the connection.
He's a tremendous.
And I follow him, and he's funny and interesting sometimes. But yeah. I took that. Maybe I'm a little sensitive because I'm a chubby slob who likes to eat at 7-Eleven.
I don't think you do though.
Every once in a while.
What do you get?
I will go to the roller machine and... You know what I like? Don't they have like little chicken? Healthy...
Like a nugget?
No. It's like a chicken and a tequila. No, it's just like a breaded chicken tube. What are they called? It is like the... What is the cheeseburger bite? Yes. It's just a chicken tube.
Ugh.
It's good. And it's spicy. Why can't I remember the name of it? I like that.
It's not a taquito?
You get a 44-ounce Mountain Dew and a freaking chicken tube?
Alligator on the ground?
Sure.
Why not?
Sure. I moved on from the Big Bite a long time ago.
But I don't understand. If it's a cheeseburger tube, you put it like on a hot dog bun?
You can if you want. That's optional. You can.
Okay.
The chicken tube, you can just... It's hot. Like you'll... It's like a hot potato.
I've had the taquitos before. But the hamburger that's shaped like a hot dog really throws me off because I don't understand what you're supposed to do with it.
I don't think you need to bun it up.
Well, why would it be shaped like a hot dog then?
It's tubular.
Eating convenience. Because it fits in one of the little bags.
Oh,
okay. What do you want, a freaking normal cheeseburger, like a disc?
No, I'm thinking if you put a hot dog form, then you put it in a hot dog bun.
I'm intrigued by all of this. I'm going to say... I was going back to KFC days with that double down thing. I was totally intrigued by that, but it was impossible to eat. Right? It was scalding hot.
Yeah.
Man. And you couldn't handle it.
I didn't.
It was a great idea.
I think I saw you or someone else try one.
I was unbelievable.
And I was like, yeah, I would never even consider eating that. Not that it's like, that's unhealthy. It's gross. Like, it's complicated.
Number one.
So since we're speaking about healthy eating, let's talk about the upcoming ESPN The Body Issue. Have you seen the list?
I have.
16 names on the list. It's always intriguing. Always intriguing. I would say, who are the most infamous? Who's the most infamous who's ever posed for ESPN The Body?
Prince Fielder.
Yep.
No question.
That one connected with lots of us. You're talking about a pro athlete with a giant gut. He's 5'11", 270 pounds.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by that. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to totally steal a bit from... Remember when SVP and Rosillo used to do radio?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Wow.
Seems like a long time ago now.
Yeah.
They used to like to do drafts.
Well, it's NBA draft week also, so...
Exactly. We're going to play the draft team. There's 8 men, 8 women who were featured in ESPN Body Issue, right? We're going to have a draft. Snake draft. You have to go on a date with every one of these 4 people you take.
Okay.
It's the Me Too era, so you don't have to put out.
Is it a group? Is you and the four, or is it four separate?
Four individual dates.
Okay.
You do what you want. If you want to shtup, if you can try. I mean, these are very sexy people.
Yeah.
But they're also very interesting people. You may actually want to go on a date with one of the dudes. You're not going to have a choice. You have to take guys.
Right.
Because we're going to, it's, we have three guys here. Young Schwab is going to break the cherry with the mic, right? It's going to work it. Young Schwab's going to draft. Adam, Chrissy, myself. We got 16 names. Back to back days. Well, I'll reveal one of the names. We're going to have a Ibrahimovic mention, huh?
Yes.
Isn't that's funny the way that works out? Yesterday we were talking about a lady who did porn at a firehouse who looked like Ibrahimovic.
That's true.
I may have just given away someone I'm very interested in.
Well, I'll say I've ranked them all. I have like a fantasy cheat sheet. And he is definitely my highest ranked male.
5 minutes. I am panicking right now. I've got to put together my draft board.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Findlay Kia.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
I called you sunny, you came a-running, shining and singing, fixed all my plumbing. I joined the Sunshine Club and you saved me, pulled in the driveway as I hung up my phone. Unclogged all the drains, fixed all the leaks, softened the water and repaired the sink. Sunny, you're the plumber for me, set me free.
The happiest plumbers on the face of the earth are the plumbers at TheSunnyPlumber.com. The Sunny Plumber is growing nationwide, and our executives are promoted from within. Sunny Plumbers receive executive training so they can become general managers in charge of their own city. Sunny Plumbers get the job done quickly, and they get the job done right. No fuss, no muss, no song and dance. That's the Sunny way. Do you know a plumber like that? Call that plumber. Tell them what you heard and change their life. Go to TheSunnyPlumber.com.
Sunny is the plumber for me. Set me free.
License number NSCB 79415.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Is it true that mostly low-income people use Dollar Loan Center?
No, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not just poor people who use these type of services. Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. We also have all kinds of small business owners who really rely on us, landscapers, contractors, restaurants. They all need money for supplies, materials, payroll. This is the real world. You can't just go into a bank and get a quick loan the same day.
Believe me, I've tried, and you are 100% spot on.
And then when they get paid, they can come in, pay us off, and they're really only paying interest for the few days that they need the money in the first place. Now that's a huge win-win.
Thanks, Chuck. Whether you just need some cash till payday or you own a small business and need a quick loan, give Dollar Loan Center a shot. You can apply online at don'tbebroke.com or stop by one of our over 50 locations.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Dr. Michael Crivetti of Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in cutting-edge technology for hip and knee joint replacement. He's focused on maintaining very low infection and complication rates, excellent post-operative pain control, and most importantly, successful outcomes. These ideals are supported by a 99.8% patient satisfaction rating for his innovative outpatient surgical and recovery suites where you'll recover like a rock star. Get back in your game today by visiting CrivettiOrtho.com.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
It's a weekend of nothing but Elvis when the world's best tribute artists compete in Elvis Rocks Mesquite, June 21st through the 23rd. Relive the memories as they battle for the title of Elvis Rocks 2018 champion. Get tickets now at visitmesquite.com.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned, or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. On June 4th, Kristen cleared her free Gambler's Bonus 4-of-a-kind bingo card to win over $13,000 playing quarter video poker. Make your next 4-of-a-kind worth thousands more by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
You were hired in the heat of the Vegas summer of 2016. How do you explain this?
If you take a bunch of players who had been, in their minds, rejected by their former clubs, being exposed in expansion, you take a coach and a manager who had been fired by their previous clubs, and put it all together, sometimes some amazing things can happen.
NHL Award Show in town. George McPhee here and there up for the GM Award. Ooh, Ovechkin on the red carpet on Barry Trotz. Just crushes him. Now, he said it's sad. Obviously, we won together. All right. Sad. Do we spend 20 minutes again on Ovechkin's beard?
People love that.
I'm not sure. I know Lepetard today, they did... Was it, who has it? Does Ronaldo have a goatee?
No. Oh, you know, I think he was growing it in.
Okay.
And then he got rid of it. So there was some sort of a, he was celebrating and doing like the chin, you know, the chin rubbing. I don't know what was going on.
Well said.
I saw something on Twitter about it. I was like, I have so little interest in this. I'm not reading it.
So Lepetard, I guess, obsessed over Ronaldo's goatee today. It's all right. It's flattering. You can copy. It's an award-winning show out here.
It's true.
Well, of course, that said, the only way the copying actually happens is of Lepetard, who we certainly have used douche or no douche over the years.
Yeah.
This time we're going to copy from one of the greatest, smartest, at least they thought so, shows in the history of ESPN Radio. SVP and Russillo.
Yes.
We're going to do a draft.
One of my favorite programs.
This is not a would you draft. You know what I mean by would you?
No, yeah. It's a.
Yeah, yes. You see that on TMZ. Like, would you? Would you stoop this person?
It's more would you hang out? Or
This is you have to draft, and you have to go on a date with all four people. Nothing is promised. It's the Me Too era. So you don't have to give anything up.
Other than your time?
Right. But you can give it up if you want.
Okay, cool.
Very important.
Sorry, that, I don't know.
Here's the each of us will draft. Chrissy is number one.
That's right.
Adam gets a second pick. Young Schwab.
The Schwab is in the hizzy.
That's our intern, who's like Howie Schwab, but he's young. He doesn't like this tomfoolery, or as he said the other day,
stick to sports.
Wow.
Oh.
It's look simple at you. Enough, right?
Stick to sports. No, I think you said,
I don't like the sensational story.
That's it. He doesn't like the sensational stuff. This is sensational. Well, he's being forced on mic for the first time to draft, I'm guessing, several dudes. Sorry. It's the body issue. Here's the list. The men. Saquon Barkley. Ibrahimovic. Dallas Keuchel. Yasiel Puig. Greg Norman. Adam Rippon. Jerry Rice. Karl Anthony Towns. I'm sure are all really attractive, especially sans clothes. It's a good list, especially for Chrissy.
Oh, yeah.
On the female side, Sue Bird, Megan Rapinoe, Tori Bowie is a sprinter. Did you go NBA draft on her? What happens with the NBA draft? What's going to happen tomorrow night? What's going to happen with Grayson Allen has to be compared to J.J. Redick. White to white.
Of course. Well, in that case,
Luka Doncic has to be compared to European. Not only white to white, but
European.
Yes.
White
Euro. Every black white player Euro. Has to have a black comparison. So you went NBA draft on Tori Bowie.
Yeah. On purpose.
Okay.
It was for your entertainment.
Okay. She's a sprinter, you said?
Oh, she's a Serena type.
Tori Bowie is 5'9", 121.
Yeah, tall African-American, so she's Serena.
She's 121.
Yeah, but she's tall.
The other women's names. Lauren Chamberlain, a softball player. Jesse Diggins, skier. Crystal Dunn. And Charlotte Flair. And throw in the 6'7", Brianna Stewart.
Yeah.
WNBA. You guys are really organized for this. I'm going Cleveland Browns with my draft.
Yeah, you just
I don't have a draft board. There's going to be mayhem in the draft room.
Well,
no one's going to know what the hell is going on.
You're the guy that shows up for a fantasy draft with no sheet.
Yeah.
No prep sheet. Yep. You're just like, I'll wing it. You'll probably pick the same person four times.
That's usually the guy who wins the draft, though, honestly. The it's way not. It goes in fantasy
league. That's what people like to say, but it's not true.
I don't think it's ever been true.
No.
In our ESPN 1100 fantasy drafts. Okay. So someone's got to cross off the names. This is a snake draft. It's only a date. So there's a lot of ways you can look at this. Like, there's a lot of dudes here who are very interesting.
But that's how I've gotten listed.
Quite the conversation. There's also women here I don't want to talk to. And if I could get physical, because there's nothing more that these high-level female athletes want than 5'9", 3'10". Was it, 50-year-old?
Isn't that what the SO said the other day? I'm sure she's interested in a middle-aged, chubby guy.
Right. Because she put it, she's probably not a chubby chaser. Yeah. A middle-aged, chubby chaser.
True.
Yeah. It's like, that's real nice. Thanks. Hardwick, mistreating me at home. All right, Chrissy, you're up.
All right.
We have any music?
I know I was going to do some
game show music, anything?
Love Connection?
Come on, anything.
Right.
By the way, this is a complete attempt to throw off her first pick.
Because
I really have my eye on someone. I'm hoping the person slips to four.
I've got two.
I already know your pick.
Really? Interesting.
I'll just tell you. Now I'm not going to say who my stay away. Now I will, because you guys can't control it. My stay aways are, these are people I do not want. Brianna Stewart, Adam Rippon, and Saquon Barkley.
Can I say
I do not want them.
I actually have them all ranked 1 to 16, and I'm just going to go straight down my list for my picks.
Okay.
One of them is the last one. One of them is 16th overall.
That I just named?
Yeah.
Like a UMBC. Right?
No.
Okay.
All right, Chrissy. Who are you drafting?
I had a list that I was going to go by. However, I think I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair to start it out.
What are you doing? That's a top pick on the guy's side.
Because
I so wanted her to talk about her dad.
And because I would love to be, like, related to Ric Flair if things went well. So,
well, you know.
Charlotte is off the board, fellas.
I mean, like, I was counting on Chrissy taking four dudes. So that would kind of cut into what we had to pick.
That was an upset. That was a real upset.
Out of the gate. Adam, that...
Well, Steve said he already knew who I was picking, so do you really know?
Surprise me.
I'm going with Jessie Diggins.
Ooh, okay.
I don't think there's even a close second.
Who is she?
She's a skier, a cross-country skier. And I only did Google searches for images, and she absolutely was the easy pick.
That's a safe pick, Adam. Very safe pick.
All right, young Schwab, you're hearing his voice for the first time.
Yeah, I'm going to stick.
Your real name is, we'll let you say it one time.
Shaw Ahmad.
Okay.
Do I say full name? Is that a thing?
That's fine.
You did now,
you
so
did.
Right,
I'm
gonna
go with it.
You're screwed. I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
I'm going to stick to sports, and I'm going to take...
Of course you are.
Shocker.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. I think that's going to be the funnest date, most fun, funnest date of any of that.
You, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a bastard. Because you know I wanted him.
Steve's just mad that
absolutely,
his picks are gone.
Why would he do that?
Absolutely my top guy pick. No question.
Why did I want him?
Oh, because he looks like the firefighter lady.
Yep. I defended that firefighter lady. What's her name? Deanne Eller?
Yes.
No one else remembers, huh? The firefighter who did porn shoots at the Akron Firehouse is probably going to get fired now. And someone in this room said she looked like Ibrahimovic, the soccer player. And I was like, get past the face. That lady's hot.
But did you look at Ibrahimovic and her side by side?
No, someone did it side by side.
No, I'm just saying if you can do it.
Zlatan is clearly better looking.
Than a woman?
Yeah.
No, you guys are
there's
jerks.
Not up for debate here.
You guys are total jerks. I'm going to take, I think, I am going to go female here.
Oh, no.
Even though my strategy was to try to avoid some folks at the bottom of this draft. I'm going to go with Megan Rapinoe. Because okay. I think that's one of your choices down the road. And you know, in fantasy drafts, I basically have like four or five people targeted.
Try to steal?
Yeah. Because I think you'd like to talk to her.
Actually,
politically, she's right up your alley.
That's true. I had a very clear number one and a very clear number two. And so far, I'm still alive. So
I have back-to-back picks here.
Yeah. Wait, it's snake draft.
Snake draft,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now we go. Okay. We're doing the ESPN The Body, the 16 men and women. Three guys and one lady are drafting these eight men and women. See, this is where the confusion starts. Right?
Oh, not for me.
It's the Browns draft room. This is a stupid reason, but I'm a little frustrated with his performance this year. I have him in fantasy. I really need him to start pitching a little bit better. He's the only Astros pitcher who ain't great. I'm going Dallas Keuchel. I think he'd like me, and I would enjoy a date with Keuchel.
Hate you.
Two of my top three males are off the board.
Is that right? Why? Yeah. Why did you have Keuchel so high?
Beard.
Beard.
Okay. And he was up on your list too?
Yep.
There's a lot
one.
Of big, like, hulking, shredded up dudes on this list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think
but I think he's not, so surprised he's that high on the list. All right. Go ahead, young Schwab.
All right. Just to stick it to both of you, I'm taking Jerry Rice.
No!
I guess all three of you
it
now.
It sounds like. I didn't have Jerry Rice that high.
No,
so you didn't stick it to me, but apparently you got Chrissy. So
he's not like a Me Too candidate. Jerry Rice hasn't done anything weird in that category.
You know you're
smart
on that.
Right?
That's actually that would be a conversation.
He's also the.
I don't want to talk to him about that
in receiving yards.
Well, you can talk to him about it. Were you actually worried about the threat?
No, I don't think Jerry Rice is going to attack me. I don't know. Maybe we talk football, have a nice walk on the beach. Moonlight lit, get some dinner.
I really
treat my dates very well.
I don't know where we're supposed to set up the actual date. Nice job. All right, Adam. ESPN The Body, eight women, eight men, stealing the bit from SCP and Rosillo.
I'm actually a pretty big Sue Bird fan. I'm going to go with Sue Bird.
I was going to block on her, too.
You got to know. She was number two on my list, so she's still available, so I'm going in there.
And she's actually an aged woman.
A little bit.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's about 35 now?
Well, I'm balancing it out. I think Jesse Dickens is fairly young.
All right. I'm going Barkley because the Penn State connection.
Thank God you took this bum. Yeah.
You guys are bums. You're just jealous of Charlotte Flair and now
Chrissy's a big fan of the thighs.
But he's an attractive kid. I'll give him that. He's a muscled-up young fella. I don't like him.
So
put him in a star at a real football program, but reneged on the commitment. Thanks, Saquon. Appreciate it.
So then it's back to me again?
So we're halfway through. This is scintillating.
Yeah.
Back to me?
Let's close strongly here. Two picks. Chrissy.
I was going to go with Towns, but he played at Kentucky, and I cannot overlook that. So, Greg Norman.
I think that's a good selection. I had Greg Norman was a sleeper pick for me.
I thought that was going last for sure.
Really?
Greg Norman?
He is an entrepreneur.
Well, first of all, for Chrissy, if it is a sexual thing, he's that guy.
He just oozes it?
Look up Instagram, Greg Norman. You'll be like, wow, that guy's like 38 years older than you. That guy's shredded. And I also, you know that I love negative conversation, so golf collapses would be great combo.
He looks like Freddy Krueger. His face is shaped like Freddy Krueger. I'd be scared.
I'll cut this up, my friend. And send it to
him. You can only control certain things about your body drooping. If your face falls apart and you're still in good shape, you take it.
I'm actually... it's me, right?
It is you. There are Olympic-level athletes, three women, and they're still on the board. They're not Olympic-level, but I mean... I'll say Olympic-level bodies. Like, these are all really incredibly attractive 20s and 30-somethings, and they're still on the board.
Well,
I don't know what happened to everyone's strategy here. What are you guys doing?
Well, I got my top two on my list overall, and my number three is still there. So I'm going to go with it. I'm going Crystal Dunn. She's awesome. And
who is she?
My roster is being put together very well. A soccer player. Plays for the North Carolina Courage in the Women's Soccer League, which is... just a disaster of a league, but yeah.
She's a nice looking woman, yeah.
She's
African American, very, nice. Very small. Appears to be very small.
Yes.
Adam come out of this with three women so far?
I'm going by my list. Nobody's selected any of them. And by the way,
I think Young Schwab and I have screwed this whole thing up. I don't know what we're doing.
Well, Chrissy threw everyone off by going female first.
What I tried to do.
So I have my top three on my list I have on my team. And my fourth one was Chrissy's first overall pick, so going pretty well.
I guess right, I'm young, I got to go with age, and I'm going to go with some realism. Brianna Stewart, 23, is my choice.
Good for you.
Closest age, all right.
Good for you. Thank God.
Realistic to happen.
Thank God.
She's very tall.
I'm not anti-tall, but man, you know what I am in some ways.
Oh, she's 6'4".
I actually thought she was 6'7". Is she only 6'4"? Only. Still, I can't. I'm not saying I could.
She's a tall drink of
water.
She's
a young lady, but wow.
She's got some inches. I'm just going to say that.
Right? Yeah. I have back-to-back picks and I close out my picks.
Yeah.
I have two women left. My choices are Puig, Rippon, Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, you're two.
I'm not making picks yet. No, I'm taking both of the women.
Okay.
Tori Bowie is the Olympic sprinter who you said is Serena-like, but she weighs 121. And I'll tell you, I screwed this up. My value pick is the last one here. This is a great pick. Look up this Lauren Chamberlain.
Yeah, I saw.
Nice. Brunette,
I thought you'd take her first.
Solid build, like not tiny, not like you pigs, you other men.
I thought you were going to take her first, honestly.
Well, I kind of shouted her out during a break because I was comparing her to, who's your buddy who's on CNN?
Oh, Bryn Gingras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Bryn, too.
Yeah, she's good. Very cool girl.
Well, I like my team here. I like my team. I think I worked this beautifully. I have Tori Bowie, Lori Chamberlain, Rapinoe, and then Keuchel. And my fantasy team will be good with Keuchel now. Let's go. Turn it around, buddy.
Can I make a trade and turn the trade up?
Nope. You didn't manage a draft well. Snake draft is a whole different strategy. So last three picks available are three guys. And we'll see who Chrissy gets at the end. It's Yasiel Puig, Rippon, and Carl Anthony Towns. I can't believe Towns lasted this. Yeah. Doesn't he do that commercial where he's like lifting with the Sasquatch and he's ESPN the Body Canada? Come on now.
Schwab, you are on the clock.
Young Schwab.
Now, for the rules, are we allowed to trade for cash considerations? Is that allowed?
You can't trade out of the draft. What are you, Belichick?
I'll buy this pick.
Hey, I'm a broke college junior. I need to make my money somehow.
Wait, are you have someone value wise?
Yeah, absolutely.
You like so much?
I had a choice on my last pick. I was picking between two, and one of them's still there.
You would buy a pick to get Puig, Adam Rippon, or Carl Anthony Towns.
You have to know which one it is.
I actually don't.
Wow.
Okay. But you have to make the pick. There's no trading.
All right, I'm taking Carl Anthony Towns. Yes. That's my NBA connection. I love basketball. He's
okay.
All right.
Kind of a weak center, all right, in my opinion, but he'll get better. And
trying to get back
time.
To NBA draft talk. It's okay. We'll get back there.
Hashtag stick to sports.
Yes. All right.
I'm going Yasiel Puig.
Darn it!
Such an easy choice to me. He's a fascinating person, and he's always having fun.
Yeah, what a party.
How could that be bad? Yep. It'll be the greatest thing ever. And you can ask him about the journey to get here, which is still a fascinating story.
All right, Chrissy.
I will take.
You have no choice.
Left
no choice.
On the board.
Yeah, you got Adam Rippon, the skater.
Yep.
No. Why are you mad about that?
I mean, we could do some double axles or couple skating or something on our date. You never know.
You could talk about
Blaze of
too.
Glory. We could talk about that. So.
He was laughing.
Help
about
you. If you're hanging out with him, looking for guys, he could help you out.
Yeah, he's a good wingman.
True, actually, yeah, I'm very happy with my team.
So Chrissy's team is Charlotte Flair. Did she get that one boob fix yet? Are you concerned about that?
No, I'm not.
She had an accident in Japan.
Not on the first date.
She got deflated. Charlotte, this is a good team. Charlotte Flair, Saquon Barkley, have to date all of them. At least one date. You don't have to put out. You don't have to do anything. Hopefully the conversation is good.
Right.
Yeah. Flair, Barkley, Norman, Rippon, Adam got Jesse Diggins, Sue Bird, Crystal Dunn. Boy, I can't wait until this body issue comes out. You know, I love the body issue.
It's great.
I'm telling you, still one of my favorites is that Amanda Bingson. That was great. The hammer throw from UNLV.
And from Silverado High School.
Dynamite.
Go Skyhawks.
All right. Well, we ran up against it. Now we only have, we've got like 5 minutes left. Full draft preview coming up.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Breaking news, men. A 2016 clinical trial on controversial natural male enhancement pill known as Red Forterra shows significant improvement in performance and pleasure, enhancing both size and virility. Men, you will be bigger. This trial reveals this new miracle sex pill works on demand. No more waiting, no more wondering, just powerful results. Spouses of the test subjects verified the statistical improvements in their husband's performance and their own resulting sexual satisfaction, noting significant increases after just one pill. Clinical trial data suggests significant improvement in sexual satisfaction and sexual desire in both partners. The science is clear. Better virility, bigger size, more satisfaction with Red Forterra.
Men, you will be bigger. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Let us prove it. Call now to get one free pill free while supplies last. Call 1-800-593-5174. 1-800-593-5174. That's 1-800-593-5174.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Located on 215 Bellway between Rainbow and Jones. Or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. Plus supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Breaking news from Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. We are happy to report the wait is over. The all-new 2019 RDX has arrived at Finley Acura. The new redesigned RDX is in a class of its own with more style, technology, and horsepower than any other SUV in its class, and it's only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall while supplies last. So don't delay. Come down today and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. We now return to your regularly scheduled program.
The right hire can really make an impact on your business. You can post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job, but think about it. How often do you check job boards? Why trust a chance when you can post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there? LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting job boards. So you can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interest, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. With LinkedIn, your job gets in front of the right people. Hurry to LinkedIn.com/1009ESPN and get $50 off your first job post now. That's LinkedIn.com/1009ESPN to save $50. LinkedIn.com/1009ESPN. Terms and conditions apply.
We're coming to your house to rejuvenate your air conditioner.
Rejuvenation!
We're going to clean and adjust your air conditioner and bring it back to factory specs.
Systems that aren't rejuvenated after not being used all winter are the ones most likely to break down.
Rejuvenations reduce breakdowns and make air conditioners last longer.
A lot longer.
Thank you for calling Gettle. This is Kim. That's right, just $129. We're on the way.
Rejuvenation.
And we're going to clean the coils the right way, not the easy way.
You're going to be excited when you see how much difference it makes when the coils have been cleaned correctly.
And we're going to make 6 critical adjustments.
Your air conditioner is going to love you.
Rejuvenation.
Just $129.
No one knows air conditioners like Gettle.
No one.
G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
Contractor license number 007-9414.
Call right now, okay?
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Put your hand in there, dude.
Wow, that was like the quietest break we've had in forever. Everyone looking up and down their ESPN, the body draft, their four-pack.
Analyzing the teams. No question I'm winning.
Nice job. Nice job. Some very attractive people snatched.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
Steal.
Did you feel like you got some steals?
I did. I think Charlotte Flair was the steal of the day.
A steal. The first.
It was the number one pick. And we all wanted her.
Yeah, so I stole it from you guys.
It's not really a value pick.
Well, it's valuable for me for you guys to be miserable. No offense.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
All right. So we've got the first VGK winner at the NHL Awards. As Chrissy put it earlier, Bill Carlson.
Woo!
Is in good shape for future action. The Lady Bing, most gentlemanly, you think will be a hell of a resume builder.
Oh, yeah.
On the ladies front. All right. He is going out with someone now.
Is the hair a resume builder, too? Because I feel like he's doing all right already.
That's a good point. I feel like he was just fine. Everything helps. Are you trying to say that the Lady Bing would help me more than Wild Bill? I'm more in need?
No, that anything would help you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might not ever be nominated, so don't hold your breath.
Unbelievable the way these people treat me.
By the way, it does combine sportsmanship and ability. It's not just a sportsmanship award.
So if you stink and you're a nice guy?
Doesn't help. Like, I would probably not win it, even though if I'm going around helping people and being nice.
Third line bum.
It's not the Nobel Peace Prize. Like, you actually have to have some ability as well.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Well, I'm happy. This has been a big day.
It has.
Real big day. What's the problem?
No, I was...
You're gesturing.
I was gesturing that I have one whenever you...
Oh, grab bag?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It's sad that Justin is gone because we could really use him for this.
Our legal insider, Justin Watkins?
Yeah. Apparently, the first time this has ever happened in the long history of this going on, the Philly Fanatic has launched a hot dog that has injured a fan. It's very sad situation.
Uh-oh. How badly?
Don't really have all the details yet. There is a shoulder injury.
Stop.
Yeah.
Really?
It will require surgery. She already had the shoulder injury, I should say. She couldn't use the shoulder to reach in front of her to catch the hot dog or slow it down at all. And it was wrapped in duct tape so that it wouldn't disintegrate upon the launch. And it did smack her right in the face.
She had a
CT scan.
Come on, it's a hot dog!
To make sure she didn't have a concussion.
Stop.
That's I've never heard of that.
Oh my
god. Doing a CT scan for
a freaking hot dog to the head?
It's a pretty good black eye.
Stop.
Oh yeah. Got it right smack in the face.
It's like from the Urban Dictionary. She essentially got the gavel. That's not going to cause a concussion. Unless it's freaking...
Don't look that up on work computers, by the way. It just came out of nowhere and hard, she said. So that could also fit in the same description.
Hmm.
She told the TV station that she's a big fan of the team and doesn't plan legal action. The hot dog did knock her glasses off, and she had to apply ice to her facial injury every 20 minutes since it happened.
One more time in the bag.
Stick your hand in
there. Because I'm sure we've got follow-up on this. I will declare I've been a vagabond when it comes to the NBA and my fandom. I'm back with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
I'm back.
No kidding. Your favorite player is there.
I didn't like that they moved. I'm back. I've got my Dwight Howard Lakers jersey on. I will not wear this more than a few more times. It's Nets. D-ho.